You've had a wonderful, wonderful day today. Welcome to the program As the Sun Sets with me, Father Emil. Yes, it's always lovely to be with you, and I hope you've had a great day, a restful day, but maybe a day with your family, with your loved ones. And above all, it's been Women's Day. Yes, indeed. So I hope if you're a woman, you've had a super, super day, that your husbands, your boyfriends, whoever, have really treated you to a wonderful, wonderful day. So thanks so much for joining me as we come to the end of this lovely, relaxing day to praise the Lord and to thank the Lord for the gift of this day. And let's above all thank the Lord for all women and for the incredible contribution that they make to society, to the church, and especially to our families. So, thank you for joining me, Father Emil. Let's begin now by placing ourselves in the presence of the Lord and asking the Lord to be with us and to inspire us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
I'm only human. I'm just a woman. One day at a time, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking now than then, pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day. Yesterday's gone, sweet.
The Lord surrounds his people. Psalm 124, about the Lord being the protector of his people. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her. And so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the scepter of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart. But the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord surrounds his people. Unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. Our Gospel reading this evening is a continuation of the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So Jesus called a little child to him, and they set the child in front of him. And then he said, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so the one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. See that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. Tell me, suppose a man has 100 sheep and one of them strays. Will he not leave the 99 on the hillside and go in search of the stray? I tell you solemnly, if he finds it, it gives him more joy than do the 99 that did not stray at all. And similarly, 'tis never the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost." Right, today we begin the fourth section of the Gospel of Matthew. The first section was the discourse on the mountain, the Sermon on the Mount, and straight after that we went into the discourse on the mission of the church, taking the values of the Sermon on the Mount and preaching those in the mission of the church. And then we moved on from there to the sermon or the discourse on the parables. We had all the parables. And now we're moving into the fourth part of the Gospel of Matthew, which is the Gospel, the section dealing with the community. We call it the discourse, the sermon on the community. And Jesus now begins by speaking about the little ones. Now, it's so interesting that the disciples, even though they went around with Jesus and were taught by him, he accompanied them, he encouraged them, and so on, they still didn't understand. And when I think of this, and I think of even the church today, and many of us today, if we still don't understand. We might go to Mass on a Sunday, and we might pray, and so on, but there's still a lot we don't understand about Jesus, about the gospel, about the message of the gospel. And you might say to yourself, "But Lord, when will I ever understand the heart of the gospel and really come to appreciate what it was that you were preaching?" And the disciples were like this. Always think of this, because it's a great encouragement to us. Even though they joined hands with Jesus, they smelt the same air as Jesus, they traveled on the same boat as Jesus, they walked with him, they ate with him, they spoke to him all the time, they still didn't understand. Their minds were still fixed on the values of this world. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They no doubt accepted Jesus that he was the Messiah. It was, you remember, Peter who said, "Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But still, somehow, they didn't understand. They were a little bit doff, as we say in South Africa. And let's always be encouraged by this doffness, this deafness, this thickness of some of the disciples who didn't understand and their minds were still fixed, focused on the sort of values that they experience in the world. They still wanted to be great. Who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And so what does Jesus do? He brings a little child into their midst. And here he's changing gear. He's saying, now listen, my friends. I've been talking to you for a long time. I've been trying to encourage you to open your minds and so on. But just please remember this. And I'm telling you this with all the seriousness that I can muster. He says, I'm telling you most solemnly, that we must become like little children. It's the little ones of this world that are going to be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And so Jesus shows this in his life. As he gathers little children, he places his hands on them. He blesses them. He raises them to life. Jesus has a special part for the little ones of this world, and not only the little children of this world, but the little people of this world, the ones who really have no place in life, the discarded people, the marginalized people, the people who have no work, no friends, people who are rejected. These are the little ones of the world. And Jesus says, we need to welcome them into our lives. And unless you welcome them, you have no place in the kingdom. So don't get onto this track of being greatest in the kingdom of heaven, of having your name splashed on billboards and being great in the eyes of people, in the eyes of the world. No, Jesus is saying, we must be like the little ones of this world, like the elderly, the people who sit alone at home, the people who sleep on the pavements, the people who have no place in society. You see, those who have lots of fame and money and all the rest of it, they've got greatness. They've got place in the world. But what about the little ones, the children that Jesus talks about? He welcomes them and he places the child in their midst and he says, unless you become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And he says, we must welcome these little children into our lives. Why is it that today so many people have left the church, the Catholic Church for that matter, and they go to other little churches because they find that they are not welcome, they're not accepted? I think of the gay community, for example. How many have left the church, couldn't be bothered about going to church anymore because they find they're just simply not accepted, even as they are, with all their problems, welcomed into our community. And then those who have no clothing, those who have no friends, those who are simply looking for encouragement, for an embrace, those who are looking for somebody to greet them, those who are just wanting to... There's little people of this world who come to Mass on a Sunday and they leave again and they say, what did I get out of it? The sermon was hopeless. It didn't apply to me at all. No words of encouragement. So there are lots and lots of people like this. And I think we really need to examine our consciences and ask ourselves, do we welcome the little ones of this world, the marginalized, the discarded people? Do we welcome them into our community? Or do you only look to the great people? The ones with money, the ones with fame and status, are these the only ones that we welcome into our lives? Jesus says we must welcome little children. And unless we do that, we have no place in the kingdom. And so the disciples, when thinking about who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom, Jesus says, look at these little children. They have no place in society. And in the day of Jesus, they were the lowest rung of the ladder. And yet Jesus says, these are the important ones. These are the little ones of this world. Isn't it true that that's what Mary sang about in a great song of praise? So today, as we listen to this gospel, see that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. They are important, like the one sheep that gets lost on the mountainside. It is important, and the shepherd goes after that. So we know that we can experience and count on the love, the gratuitous love and mercy and compassion of God towards us. May we never, never stop showing that same love, that gratuitous love and mercy and compassion to all those around us, the rich and the poor alike. But may we always remember the discarded, the little ones of this world that Jesus points out in a very special way. These are the important people in the world, not those who want to sit at my right or at my left. No, the little ones of this world are the ones that God loves, who can appreciate the gratuitous love and mercy and forgiveness of God. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. Your truth will last from age to age. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your word, O Lord, will endure forever. And now we come to that beautiful song of Mary, and listen to how Mary exalts the little ones of this world. My spirit exalts in the Lord God, my Savior. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My spirit exults in the Lord God, my Savior. Now God has established his people in hope. Nothing can break the confidence of those who love him. So let us proclaim, Father, our trust is in you. We give you thanks, Lord God, for you have made us rich in all wisdom and insight. Lord God, you know the hearts of all rulers. May they work for the good of the people they govern. And Lord, you empower us to glorify this world with art. Make our work live with vision and true hope. You don't allow us to be tempted beyond our limits. Strengthen the weak, raise up the fallen. And Father, you've promised people a share in your Son's resurrection on the last day. Remember those who have gone before us on the path to eternal life. Today, Lord, on this Women's Day, we pray for all women and thank you for the incredible role that they play in the church, in our families and in society, those who enrich our lives and our world with their gifts. Bless them richly today, Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let our evening prayer rise up before your throne of mercy, Lord, and let your blessing come down upon us, so that now and forever your grace may help and save us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
I shall not fear the dark of night. Of sinful men, he will protect me from their wicked hands. Beneath the shadow of his wings, I will rejoice to find a dwelling place secure. Blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord, the God of mercy. God who saves, I shall not fear the dark of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. I need not shrink before the terrors of the night, nor stand alone before the light of day. No harm shall come to me, no arrow strike me down, no evil settle in my soul. Blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord, the God of mercy, the God who saves. I shall not fear the dark of night, by day. Although a thousand men have fallen at my side, I'll not be shaken with the Lord at hand. His faithful love is all the armor that I need to wage my battle with the foe. Blessed be the God of mercy, the God who saves. I shall not fear the dark of night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
Blessed be the Lord. Yes, indeed, a beautiful song there by that Jesuit, that wonderful Jesuit a composer called Dan Skutter, which brings us to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you so much for joining me on this Women's Day. It's also the feast of Saint Benedicta, Teresa Benedicta. Remember Edith Stein? Yes, our continent has been blessed with many, many holy people. And so today on this Women's Day, we also remember Edith Stein, St. Teresa Benedicta, who became, she was a Jew, a Jewess, and eventually became a Catholic and a Carmelite nun. So there it is. We come to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you very, very much for joining me. I wish you a wonderful evening, a restful evening, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with our program, Matins. And so from me, Father Emil, for now, it's good night and God bless you.